Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Boy, breaking news today. Aiden Hutchinson gets a four-year, $180 million contract extension. He had 1 year to go. Oftentimes, you don't see guys get to that end of that year and get to the open market before they get extended. And this doesn't make him the highest per annual, second highest contract, annually speaking, behind Micah Parsons. But he is comparable to Parsons in a lot of ways. And really, there's kind of Parsons and Garrett and Hutch through their first 46 games as sort of the best that there is in the game right now. The other two have a little bit more production through 46 games than Hutch, but he is certainly in the conversation. And right now, he's younger than all of them, so there's still more good years ahead. Seems like a good deal. We got some complaints early on, and now we're kind of getting the recoil. People going, what the hell are people complaining about? 248-539-9797. Black is next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Black?
Hey, how you doing?
We're good, Black.
Hey, first I just want to say I love the positivity on this show. I credit that not to being your job, but being the guys that you guys are. So definitely appreciate that.
Thank you. It's not for everybody, but
each their own.
Exactly. There's different things out there for different people.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I got two things, and they all kind of evolve around energy. So the first thing is I wasn't really seeing the same kind of energy when J-Mo was up for his contract and people was wondering if he was going to get paid or his deal. Aiden definitely has a better rap sheet. Honestly, I feel like Raymond could go out there and do what J-Mo does as far as stretching the field.
Do you?
But,
he doesn't have speed.
Yeah, but it's more so the concept, trying to stretch the field so you can get the underneath guys. I mean, he doesn't have many targets this year either.
Well, he's got 30 targets on the season for Jameson Williams, which is kind of falls in line with the same as everybody other than St. Brown. I think Laporta has the next number of targets, I think, at 38. So it's in line with the other guys, but I think there's no question that Jameson Williams being on the field changes the defense. Those safeties are looking at Jameson Williams. They have to respect the speed. And I guess I disagree with you, Black. I think if you have somebody else, if Corey Raymond or Khalif Raymond is out there playing that position and he's going deep, he's not drawing the same attention. He's not Jameson Williams, all due respect.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Okay, and the other thing I had about this, I love Jared Goff. You know, Jared Goff's my quarterback for sure. But I hear Jared Goff's his chant just places where I don't supposed to hear it or just randomly. How about a chant for Dan Campbell? I credit him to most of the success and coming in and changing the organization from day one with his infamous
Well, you can start a chant anywhere you want, Black.
Yeah.
I think if you started, I don't think people would stop.
Towards Jared Goff. It's like, Jared Goff, Jared Goff. How about a Dan Campbell chant for one time?
Well, I don't know. But understand why it was harder where it came from.
Harder cadence. It's got to have the right cadence.
That's true. Yep. But it also came about nobody was doing it until that playoff game against the Rams when Matthew Stafford came in town. And what it was pumping up our quarterback at the same time saying goodbye to Matthew Stafford. That's where it came from, and it's kind of hooked on ever since.
Yeah, look, I don't think there's a shortage of Dan Campbell love in this town. I think there's plenty of Dan Campbell love in this town.
No, I don't think
there's any shortage, no. And I'm a, I think Detroit is behind it. But you know what the weird thing is? I think the NFL, you got a lot of teams in the NFL that are now, quote, looking for their Dan Campbell, which is crazy to me. There's a lot we're getting used to still, having a competent team, but still haven't got to the mountaintop. Got to get to the mountaintop. Great chance to do so. I think the next few days might go a ways towards determining whether or not they can do it, if they can add the right piece. You know, it's funny, you and I, unfortunately, were in lockstep and said the exact same thing regarding the, you know, the trade deadline move we expect. We expect help in the secondary. I'll go so far as to give you a name that has been floated out there as a possibility. I don't think it's going to be an edge rusher. There are names out there, but the Jets have a cornerback that's become a bit of a spare part in slot corner, Michael Carter II. He seems like the kind of guy that could be had for almost like a late round pick swap.
Well, the name Reek Willen keeps coming up too.
I don't know why.
I don't know why either. I think
they're good.
I think he'd be great here. I'd take him in a heartbeat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the number one priority in getting before the trade deadline is, if you're going to add somebody to the secondary. I don't think it stops you from adding other players if you can, but that should be, I think that should be the priority. I think offensive line is probably the second priority, and then another defensive lineman is probably a third priority. But I don't know what's available to him. Nobody does.
Mm-hmm. Well, as Jared Goff said, but that doesn't stop there being reporting. I mean, the one thing about the reporting is, I can't remember who the DB was from Tennessee that just got traded to the Rams, right? Is it McCreary, Roger McCreary?
Yeah,
there were reports that he was available, and then bang, he got traded. So it's not as if we in the media are completely clueless, but there are guys that get moved that there is speculation, public speculation, that they can get moved. 248-539-9797. Johnny is next. Hi, Johnny.
Oh, wow, that was fast. How you guys doing?
Good. We're short on time, so that's why we got you up quick.
Oh, okay. So I'm just going to pre-fire something that I know is coming in a week with the trade deadline. Very happy that we extended Hutch. I'm ecstatic. What I don't want to hear, and I pray you guys ignore their calls, the people are going to call up, people who are going to complain when Brad does not trade for a Max Crosby or Myles Garrett caliber player. He's going to make a trade, I think, one guy for depth, and really all we need depth, because what did injuries do? But this guy, like, he signed J-Mo, he signed Monty, he signed Goff, he signed Sewell, now he signed Hutch. They're paying players, they're playing good players to stay in Detroit for extended periods of time. This team will be competitive to good to great for years to come. I don't want to hear these small-minded fans calling up and going, oh, why didn't they just go all in at the trade deadline?
Well, that's going to happen. People are going to say they should go all in, and what does that mean? And, you know, what players are available to go all in with? I think that the complaints could be, if they are going to complain about that, could be legitimate if one of those players actually gets traded to another team.
A big star.
Yeah, if there is a big player that's traded to somebody that could help the Lions out, I think that's when it can become legitimate. But doing the preemptive, they got to go all in. They got to do whatever it takes to get Myles Garrett, and then you don't end up with Myles Garrett, and neither does anybody else. Yeah. Is foolish.
Yeah, but who are they going to get that makes logical sense for what, a rental for how many first round picks? Like who well, would they land?
It's quite possible that Trey Hendrickson becomes available. Even though Cincinnati is saying constantly, nope, we're not moving him, we're not moving him.
Every day there's a Trey Hendrickson update.
Yeah, and there's a reason for that. Because people are like, are you serious? You're not going to trade a guy? You're not going to make if you make the playoffs, you're going nowhere. And this guy, you're going to lose for nothing.
And if you're Cincinnati, they're saying, well, we're a game out of the playoffs and we hope they have Joe Burrow back. Mm-hmm. If we can just, I mean, why did they trade for Flacco if they weren't thinking about trying to keep the train on the tracks?
I got it. And now Flacco's, and I'm not even sure Flacco's going to be able to play on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday.
Well, thus is the life of an NFL team with injuries playing such a huge role.
Bad NFL team.
Yep.
Bad franchise.
I thought you were getting away from that. Oh, you know, you got away from
I did. I didn't use the dumb word.
That's true.
Well, kind of did.
There's Rico Beard. What's up, man?
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
Oh, all right.
Good. Pretty good. You having a good day?
Yeah, I've been having some Yes, we're having fun. It was a debate that I really wish we could do for the show, but we got to do sports stuff, so.
Okay. You don't have to.
And you know
we
what?
Do nothing but sports. Nothing but sports. We never veer off sports.
I'm not going to spoil it because we may do it tomorrow. Because I'm okay. Like, you know what? If it wasn't for Hutch signing this deal, we probably would leave with this. Because it got quite contested out there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And non-sports?
Non-sports.
We led with this. One of my boys in my game notes as I was working through Michigan State, the Open, if you see where I have the little highlighter mark, one of the boys got into my computer and added something to my script that I almost read on the air to sabotage.
You almost went Ron Burgundy.
Yes. Yes.
Oh!
I left my computer open and I had a pregame script out for Michigan State. And the middle of it, they added blank yeah.
That ball finds him. Of course he made another play. Oh, bleep yeah. He's the best. Smart captain material. Oh.
Anyway.
Go F yourself, East Lansing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the funny thing is, have you ever read a live reading? It's the first time you're reading something.
Right, and it's just like, who wrote this?
Yeah, and you are
just ball it up in the middle like, you know what? No.
I'm Rico Beard.
Just along for the ride. Just keep reading because you never read it in the first place.
I'm just excited because I can make a movie reference and you guys get it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't get to do that. What do you guys got planned coming up next? You're not going to do the heated non-sports.
No, we'll
debate.
Do that tomorrow. Okay. We're going to talk about this Hutch deal. Kind of saw this coming. Biggest question now, what's next? What do we do? Because we paid him. Mm-hmm. Can we jump into the deep end or are we just going to save up money for the other three players?
Have a great show.
Thank you.
Stay safe, everyone, and treat each other with respect. 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.